we were going to stay with federal politics because there's certainly a lot going on. And in this week, we've had a parliamentary committee that's been probing the nation's corruption watchdog. In October, the ABC revealed National Anti-Corruption Commission boss Paul Brereton continued to advise the Afghanistan War Crimes Inquiry despite assurances he'd stepped away. Mr. Brereton said his recusal from all defence corruption referrals was unnecessary, an argument his deputy commissioners have rejected. Helen Haynes is the independent MP for Indi and the deputy chair of the Parliamentary Joint Committee on the National Anti-Corruption Commission. Helen Haynes, welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Well, thank you very much, Mel.
What's been the most significant evidence that you believe the committee heard yesterday when it comes to the Federal Integrity Watchdog?
Well, it's important for your listeners to know, Melissa, that the role of the Joint Select Committee for the NAC is to ensure that the Commissioner, the Deputy Commissioners and Inspectors are accountable to the Parliament. It's our role to monitor and review those roles, to examine annual reports and investigation reports and so on. And that's what we were doing yesterday on the most recent report. I think it's well documented now in the media. The difficulties that have been exposed with the commissioner maintaining his links to defence, and ultimately, the commissioner has now determined that he will recuse himself from all investigations involving defence. However, he put a caveat around this by saying that he believed that was unnecessary. And when pressed on this yesterday in the committee, I asked his deputy commissioners whether they agreed with that, and they did not agree with that. They were quite clear in their evidence that they believed it was indeed necessary for the commissioner to make this broad recusal from defence matters.
Should Mr. Brereton have accepted his role as NAC Commissioner if he intended to continue advising the Inspector General of the ADF?
Well, the Commissioner has repeatedly made the point that he can maintain his role within the ADF and his role as the Commissioner of the National Anti-Corruption Commission. Now, where he's coming to difficulty with that is making it absolutely clear that he has no conflict, direct conflict or perceived conflict of interest. And what we saw, unfortunately, right at the very beginning of the National Anti-Corruption Commission's work was the robo-debt findings, whereby the inspector found that, in fact, there was a problem here. And this has set in course, really, a situation where the commissioner is having to constantly defend his potential or perceived conflicts of interest. And that's extremely unfortunate because we should have a commissioner that's explaining the role of the National Anti-Corruption Commission, not defending his own role in it.
Does the commissioner have your confidence to be able to continue in the role?
I am really concerned that we are in this situation, Mel. The role of the Commissioner of the National Anti-Corruption Commission must be beyond reproach. This is one of the most significant changes in our integrity framework, in our federal system. To be in a situation where constant inquiry, conversation, media coverage is about the commissioner, not about the commission, the commission's work, does not fill me with confidence. I am concerned about this, and that's why at yesterday's committee hearing, most of the hearing was taken up by questioning the commissioner himself about this situation.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast, and my guest is the independent member for Indi, Helen Haynes. The NAC has been operating for a little over 2 years now. Do you think it's delivering on policing integrity in government?
Well, it's difficult to say. And again, it's been difficult to ascertain much of this. We have seen one significant first investigation reported, that was Operation Kingscliff. But one of the problems that I think is faced by us as a nation around how well the NAC is performing comes right back to this issue of what we see and hear from the National Anti-Corruption Commission itself. And I think the communications, the clarity with which the Commission explains its operations to the community hasn't been strong. That's an area that we've questioned the Commission on a couple of occasions now. And of course, we come back to that issue whereby we've had 24 private hearings with witnesses in investigations, but as yet no public hearing because, as you know, Mel, right at the last moment when we were legislating the National Anti-Corruption Commission, there was a new clause inserted that said that we would have public hearings when in the public interest and in exceptional circumstances, a very difficult bar with no real clarity about how it will be reached and that we would see when a public hearing was required.
It's that language that had raised a lot of concerns at the time is certainly proving to have a significant influence on its operations at the moment. Helen Haynes, that's all we've got time for. Thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Mel.